Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes Vav. Today's Daf Tes Vav? Yes. And we're on the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, just one, we rushed through the end yesterday. Just 1 minute of recap. There was a Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if a woman sees Dam, she does a Bedika immediately after Tashmish, and she sees Dam, everyone's tummy. What does immediately mean? So the Gemara explained, the man goes out, the bedikah cloth goes in. That's immediately, that's tummy. That never comes up. The second thing that the Mishnah said was, well, if that's right, there's another zman. Achar that is when a woman goes to the bathroom to clean herself up afterwards. She sees Dam in that time frame, then it's a derabban, then it's a suffik. The suffix, if the dam that she sees is, can be attributed to her body or not, or maybe it came right now. If it came right now, when b'shas ma'isa, there was something, they didn't do anything wrong, or maybe not. So it's a suffix. Then we said, then 2 hours later, she's watching, reading some magazines, and then she just announces that she sees dam. Then we said it's like back to the first mission of the Masechta, either da'ishaita or be'ez le'ez. And what about the husband? So the husband, there was a machlokas, right? So we said, we asked a question, and the question was, the Mishnah says, and the question, then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva, okay, fine. Then it was about Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham had a machlokas, what about the husband? Okay. Then the Mishnah, but then the Gemara said, but wait a minute, we have another braisa that says that the zman isn't how long it takes for her to go to the bathroom and clean up, rather, the zman is that she doesn't even have to get off the bed, and she has a bedikah cloth under the pillow, and she just whips it out, does a bedikah. It's a much shorter zman. So we gave two answers to that question. Answer them. First was Rav Chista's answer, and Rav Chista said there's really three zmanim. There's right away. There's the bedikah cloth under your pillow, and then there's going to the bathroom. That was Rav Chista's answer. Rav Ashi's answer was no. It's the same zman. The question is, does she have the bedikah cloth available? If she has it available, then it's the same zman as getting out of the bathroom and go to the bathroom. And if she doesn't have it available, she has to go look for it, and then she has to get up and get it, and then it's under the pillow. It's the same zman. They're just calling it different things, depending on whether the bedikah cloth is in her hand or not. But it's really the same zman. That's all you need to know from yesterday. That's how we resolved. Yeah, that's how we resolved the suffix yesterday. Either it's two separate zmanim, or it's the same thing, they're just calling it different things. So now, having said that background, now Meisvei. We're the third line from the bottom on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Meisvei. Ezu Achar Zman. What's after this man? By the way, if you hold that, like Rav Chista, that it's a third, that there are three Zmanim, the third Zman is the Machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Okay? So, Ezu Achar Zman. What's called after this man? Where there's no Cheshash anymore. So Amar Davar Zeh Shal Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Lifnei Chachamim Ba'usha. They asked this question to Chachamim and Usha. Amar Lehem, and he told them, Shemak Rabbi Akiva Atem Omrim. Maybe you hold up Rabbi Akiva. Shematames Bala, who holds that the husband also becomes Tamei. That's what we said in the Mishnah. The husband also becomes Tamei, right? If that's true, there's only one zman, right? In other words, not like with Chista. No, Shemana. I never heard. We didn't hear that. We don't hold like that. So Amalehem, Kach Pirshe Chacham and Biavne. Here's what the Chacham and Biavne said. Lo Shasa Kadesh Teri Ben Amita V'Tidach Espanea. She didn't wait long enough, time it takes, to get off the bed, go wash up. Tok Zman Zeh, who's there? In this time, Tamei Misafek, you're Tamei as a Safek, or Patur Mi Karban, you put it from a Karban. But for Chayav and Asham Talu, you do have to bring an Asham Talu because it is a suffix. Shasa Kadesh Terben Amita V'tidach Es Poneha Achar Zman Huzeh. If it's after that time, after the time, in other words, an hour later, then V'chein Shashasa Me'ez Le'ezu M'pekida M'pekida. Right? Then Bola Metame Mishum Maga V'eino Metame Mishum Boel. The husband has the din of someone who touched Anita, but not someone who has who had relations with Anita. So he's like somebody who touched Anita, like you touched Tumah, different. It's different. Therefore, why? Because the Chacham didn't make a gzeira on that, on him. The whole gzeira is, there's a suffix, right? The gzeira me'ez le'ez regarding truma. So they didn't make that gzeira on the husband. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, af b'tami mishum boel. Right? We did make such a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda, b'no, shob yochanan ben Zakkai Omer. What are you did you ever hear of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? You ever heard of him? I don't think he. Yeah, did he ever come up before? I don't recall Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Anyway, he says, Bailam nichnas lehechol u'makter k'tores. The husband can come into the hechol and be makter the k'tores. So, in other words, there's no tumah at all to this husband. The wife is tumah, and we just had relations with her. You're right. Just goes to show you how it's a very unusual gzera. The gzera was only on her. Anything she touched in the previous 24 hours is tumah. She touched the husband. Now that she touched the dead relations together, there's a pasuk that says that if a bo'el nida has the same tumah status as a nida. Pasuk says that. And yet, this guy can go, he's a Kohen, he can go be Matik Torah. It's a very unusual expression. So, Achronim say a whole tumult that don't even think. There's a Gemara that says that when the Kohen would be Matik Torah, nobody else would be in the room. He would do it alone. It was a private thing. I want to go see today the Torah. I'm going to go bring my little kids to come with their Kohanim. To come watch. There's nothing to do today. We'll come watch. Now they'll do that. They would throw everybody out of the heichal. So the reason he said that was to stress, don't even tell me that if he's even alone, and it's like in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, like that. Well, now it's the whole thing like a sota Rosh Hashanah Yachid is tumah. No. There is no tumah. He can go to a private place. He's still tar. He can still bring the ketores. Like there's no tumah at all. He's stressing it. There's no tumah at all. Now that's very unusual because she's tumah and he touched her. So what? The gzeira was only on her, not on him. The whole thing's a gzeira. We don't know when she became a nida. Remember we said that? We don't know. That's the whole first five pages. We don't know when she became a nida. Right now we know. What happens 8 hours? We have no idea. So as a safek, a chumra, we said chazaka, right? All the things we gave. We go backwards 24 hours. Not on him. But Rabbi Akiva said yes on him. Right? So it's a machlokas. El Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Ashi, who said that there's two zmanim that we have of getting out of the bed to wash up or finding a ridiculous clothes under the pillow are really the same zman. It's really the same zman. And the whole issue was, is there a ridiculous cloth available or not? And any time she saves by being not having to get off the bed is lost by having to go look for the ridiculous cloth. So it's the same zman. If it's the same zman, am I matai rabbanon? So why on earth do the rabbanon say she's tahar? Why? Why? According to the Chachamim, right? El Rav Ashi, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Bishlom Rav Chista, Hayin the Kimatay Rabbanan. So according to Rav Chista, that's why the Rabbanan say she's Tahar. Why? It's a third zman. According to Rav Chista, there are three zmanim. It's a third zman. This man already is outside the boundaries of the Chachamim. Nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong with her. El Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Ashi, there are only two zmanim. There's the first man, which we said never comes up, right? When the man goes out, the cloth goes in. That never happens. That's a bad day. After that, it's a suffix. Amai Matai Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say she's a tar? Even the Rabbanan should agree. It's the same zman. And this is a suffix, we're in a suffix area. We're not 2 hours later where she's just, you know, eating some chocolate and she's just chilling out. That everyone agrees is a me'ez le'ez. That everyone agrees is not a problem. We're talking about this middle zman here. According to the Rabbanan, there are only two zmanim. According to Rav Chista, there are three. So that's not a problem. According to Rav Ashi, according to the Rabbanan, only two zmanim. So why is she tar? If you want to say, well, she has to go look for a bedikah cloth, that doesn't make any sense. The whole discussion is whether or not she has a bedikah cloth or not. So that can't be the answer to push off the time. That is the time. In other words, there's no reason, according to the Chachamim, how on earth could she be Tahar if we're still in that time frame? You know what? Kasha. That's a Kasha. Now, it doesn't say Tiyufta. We can think of an answer. Couldn't think of an answer. I don't really understand all this. Couldn't really think of an answer. Okay, Gemara couldn't think of an answer. Gemara said kasha. That was the hardest part of today's daf. The rest of the daf is actually not hard. Rabbi Yehuda b'no Shav Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, Baila nichnas lehechel amakta ketores. The husband can go into the hechel amakta ketores. There's no shemetz. There's no lingering. There's no issue of tum on him at all. V'teipigle davinogea b'me'etz le'etz shebenida. Yeah, but what do you mean? Didn't he touch Nida in the past 24 hours? Or didn't the Nida touch him? Either way, what do you mean? I understand you don't want to say he's machmir like a boel Nida for 7 days. That I hear that. He touched the Nida. So, who the Amar Kishamai? No, we hold like Shamai. The Amar who said, Kol HaRashim Dayashaitan. Every woman is Dayashaita. Having said that every woman is Dayashaita, we then turn around and right? So therefore, there is no backtracking at all, according to him. According to him, he holds like Shammai. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son held like Shammai? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel. And he held, right? Okay. It's strange things that happen. So he held like Shammai. What does it mean, held like Shammai? There is no Me'ez Leis. There's nothing, you don't backtrack at all. Shammai said, right now, right this minute. Yeah, what happened 2 hours ago, they had relations. True. Dayashaita, right now. So I either touched each other 2 hours ago, makes no difference. Right? I have a table with the Havi Balkari. But Lamaisa, he's a Balkari. He has to at least go to the mikvah. They did have relations. No one's disputing that. So he's still a Balkari. Balkari, even if a Balkari has a carry in a mutter way. Still called a Balkari. Still have to go to the mikvah. Right? So the Gemara says, no, I dispute that too. B'shalo gamar biyah. So they never really had a full biyah. So he never really had any carry. So therefore, he didn't have a full biyah. Therefore, he's not tummy at all. First of all, she's not tummy either. Because we hold like Shammai. It's Dayashaita. So he's not tummy at all. Because whenever he touched her, it was before the time that she did a bedika. Because once she came out of the bathroom and said, by the way, I just did a bedika and I saw some dam. So, all right, so right now you're in Nida. What about 3 hours ago? No, we hold on Shammai. We just got saved. What about the fact that you're about... No, we never even finished anything. It was not Gemar Bia, therefore there was no carry. Therefore the husband can go if he wants into the Beit HaMikdash and serve over there.
Changed the case.
The case is only, going to be true where there was no Gemar Bia. Because then there's no carry and then it's tall completely. Right, if there was... Then he has to go to the mikvah. Okay. Umodim chachamim l'rekiva b'roa kesem. However, this is such a funny thing. The chachamim agree, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, just like a woman becomes tamei retroactively, so too the husband. Said the chachamim, not true. The gzeir was only on her. But I agree with you, the chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, if she sees a kesem. What's a kesem? A kesem is a stain, which is a much more makel situation. Why is it more makel? The reason why it's more makel is because we don't know for sure that it came from her body. Right? She finds a stain on the bed, on the sheet. So that could have come from a million different things. Not a million different things. There's a limit to where it came from. But we're allowed to be... We're in doubt, exactly. We're allowed to say, we don't know, could have been a bug, it could have been ketchup, who knows what this is? We're allowed to say that. Why are we allowed to say that? So we're going to learn later, because there's no Hagasha. There's no Hagasha. Woman says, I don't know about this. All of a sudden, I woke up in the morning. It could be from my finger. It could be from one of the kids. It could be, who knows what? What do you mean? No, you can't tell from the collar.
You don't check.
You don't check. So, but then I agree. Then I agree that the husband's tummy. That's like a little strange. It's like a little bit, it's an anomaly. On the more Durabonim, then we're more Machmir. It's a little bit of an anomaly. So, Amar Rav. Rav says, Limafreya. By the Kesem, we're going backwards. Ve'er Meir he. And this is the opinion of a mayor. So the Rashi says, Dimachmir b'ksamim. He's very machmir when it comes to ksamim. V'yom perak kama, ula kama perak bas simen. We're going to learn that later. He's very machmir. Therefore what? Therefore, we backtrack the husband on a Kesem, just like we're going to do for the wife. Ushmul Amar, Mikan Lahaba, no, it's only going forward. And Rabbanan he. And according to the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara says, Mikan Lahaba, Pshita. Not obvious. What do you mean? Going forward, a woman has a keser, it's a safek. So going forward, they can't have any relations until they resolve it. Isn't that obvious? Sigmar says, I would have said, Hoel ume esle es de rabbanon, since esle es is the rabbanon. Going backwards, only then the rabbanon. The Torah doesn't say a word about that, right? And ksamim de rabbanon, the whole idea of ksamim the only de rabbanon, why are ksamim de rabbanon? Because we're going to learn later, again, the only time a woman could ever be d'oraisa is if she has hargasha. It's the only time she can be tolerated d'oraisa, is if she has hargasha. So, having just said that statement, derech agav, a question that you could think about, how could a woman ever be tummy today mid-d'oraisa? 99.9% of women have no hargasha. How is that possible for a woman today? Some say it's not possible. It's not possible. Well, it's an unbelievable thing to say. That bizman hazeh, there are no women that are nidas d'oraisa. Is that possible? Because they have no hargasha? Is that possible? Ask your wives if they ever had a hargasha. They're going to tell you they never did.
She said, what's a hargasha?
Exactly. They never did. They never did. So is it possible to say that there's no tuma d'oraisa? We'll get to that later in the Masechta. But that's why, some of them are d'rabbanan. So the eis l'eis is d'rabbanan, and some are d'rabbanan. So mami eis l'eis l'matam es bala, just like going backwards. We leave the husband alone. He's not tamei. So too ksamim lomatam es bala. I would have said the same story. Leave the husband alone. Kamash malan. We don't leave the husband alone. He would say he's tamei. Vemahachanami. So why don't we leave him alone? Taka. Why don't we leave him alone? So Gemara says hasam over there by the issue of me'eis la'eis in shor shachot lefanecha. There is no ox that has been shechted here, right? Says Rashi. The esmo lo chazoi. Yesterday I didn't see. Ella siyag ba'almahu. Going back 24 hours is only a siyag. Therefore, we leave the husband alone. Hacha, but over here going forward, yesh shor shachot lefanecha. The animal's staring at me in the face. It's dead. The head's been chopped off. It's dead. In other words, just as it's clear that a dead animal is dead, so too it's clear that she's a nida now. Now, going forward, right? Like Rashi says, the tzipor lo neska, she didn't go to the butcher shop today, the shuk lo as, lo tvachim lo avra, she didn't prepare food in the kitchen that she got blood, she didn't go to the butcher shop, she sat home all day. Miyom shalabashtahu mitzafet, it's a suffix. Right? V'cheid amar v'shlatish, lemar freya, v'merhi, v'r'byochan amar v'kan l'abba, v'rabbananhi. Okay? In other words, going forward, I have no choice. What's the, well, why don't I have a choice? She's just so dumb. What else is to do about that? Backwards? Backwards only v'rabbanan. It's all zero. I leave the husband alone. Okay? That ends that Gemara. Now, this Mishnah, you're going to scratch your head when you read this Mishnah. It's a very short Mishnah. You're going to scratch your head. It says like this. Kol hanashim. I'm sorry, you're not going to scratch your head. Sorry. It's a very nice Mishnah. Kol hanashim becheskas tahira lebaaleihem. All women have a cheskas tahira. Now, we're going to qualify that. Assuming you know that she's tahira. Really, this line of the Mishnah really ties into the second line of the Mishnah, which says, habay min aderech, if you come back from a journey, Nishehen lahen becheskas tahira. Your wife has a cheskas tahira. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, we just said all women have a cheskas tahira. And you come back from a business trip, she has a cheskas tahira. Isn't also that second case also the first case? Isn't that all women? Everybody has a cheskas tahira. She also has a cheskas tahira. What do you mean she also? We just said everybody. Right? So the Gemara says, why are you throwing in that case? I would have thought, honey, Mili, when do we say that, listen to this Gemara, when do we say that all women have a cheskes tahira? Hecha de isya b'masa. When your husband's in town, the husband's around. Where is he? He's at work in the city, but he'll be home at 7 o'clock at night. Diramye anafshe ubadka. She has the, how do they translate ramye anafshe? What? It occurs, she knows the husband's coming home, Therefore, ubadka. Therefore, shall do a badika. Aval hecha delese b'masa. But if the husband's out of town, he's in Hong Kong for 3 weeks. He's not coming home. Delo ramia nafshe. Why should she do a badika? What's the difference? He's not around anyway. He's not coming home for 3 weeks. Right? Lo, I would say that what you bothering with? Kamash malan. Therefore, we don't say that. But even if he shows up, the woman is considered a tahora, and she doesn't require a bedika before tashmish.
Isn't this one of the cars that we use today? Because if you don't have to go to the mikvah on a certain day because your husband's away, you should go anyway.
So that's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. If a woman, what? It's a big machlokas. So there is a Shavus Yaakov out there, who was an Achron in the 1700s, who there was a belief among the women, it's some kind of Kabbalistic idea. So there's two reasons why a woman can go to the mikvah and she will not be with her husband that night. One is he's an avelus, right? Or it's a time of avelus. And two, he's not around. Two, he's not around. He's away. So why should she go? He's in a veil. He's in shiva. I'm not going to... What should I go to the mikvah for? He's in shiva. Right? But he's around. He's in the next room. He just can't touch me. He's in shiva. Or he's away. So there was an idea. Putting aside the shiva case, because I think the shiva case, the rules are different. Putting aside the shiva case, there's a Shivas Yaakov that says that if a woman goes... If the husband's not around, the woman should go to the mikvah and she should put a knife under her pillow. Some Kabbalistic thing about sleeping with a knife under the pillow. I know that Rabbi Reisman in Brooklyn, and we had when Rabbi Rosner spoke about it, he said it's not recommended today.
It's never recommended to sleep with a knife under your pillow.
Exactly. But by the way, it's not a joke. He says over here that Shavuos Yaakov and Chela Gimel Simon Amid Zayin Isha She'ein Ba'ela Be'ir. It came her time. So should she go? Should she go to the mikvah? Now they were talking a different thing. It was a sakana for her to go out and leave the kids alone, right? And he says like this. Or should she take the kids with her to the mikvah? The cane, the gam, manichim tzakin tachas the mita tachas akarim. You're gonna put the knife under the pillow. It's a whole to discussion over here what to do. So I'm trying to think if there's any the Shevet Alevi, who's a contemporary, still alive and well, should have a long life in Bnei Brak, paskin that she should not go to the mikvah if the husband's not around. She should not go. It's a discussion what to do. You have to ask your local rabbi, what the...
Right, and then
I have to wait because he showed up early. Right, so you have to ask somebody. It's not so simple. You have to ask. But I think that I hope that Kabbalistic idea with the knife, I don't know if that's... Yeah. Maybe the Hasidim still practice, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, maybe they still do, I don't know. It's some Kabbalistic idea, but... They have a shmira, you know, it's a Kabbalistic thing, I don't really know. But that's not in the Gemara here at all. But it does the Gemara does allude to it a little bit. Okay, next. Amr Shlakish, Mishum Yehuda, the Sia, Vu Shaba Umatza Beseo Chimei Onasa. This is all only true if you show up and it's still her same owner. You can't come back 6 months later, oh, I left, she was Tahora, there's a Chazaka, she's still Tahora. That's ridiculous. Hey, you go for an overnight trip somewhere, you come back the next day, right? Then you have a chazaka. Okay, what's an ona? Right? How long is that? So we said, till the next cycle. You're away and you come back within the next cycle, there's a chazaka, she's still fine. They can't apply that to come back 6 weeks later. Amr vuna loshen el shein lo vest. Also, that's only true if she doesn't have a vest. Aval yesh lo vest, but if she has a vest, also l'shamesh. It's usher. It doesn't make any sense at all. Chapelai, just the opposite. Imchamistabra, ain lo vest. If she doesn't have a vest, ema chazoy. She could see at any moment. So at any moment she doesn't have a vest. She has no regularity. Any moment. Therefore, you show up now. There's no guarantee. There's no chazaka. Yesh lo vest. If there is a vest, then kavile. There's a guarantee. She's very regular. So it was during, you left, when it was her regular time, when she's okay. You come back a day later. You went for an overnight trip somewhere, in business. You come back a day later. Nothing changed. The chazaka didn't go away. If she doesn't have a vest, it's no chazaka at all. Anytime this could happen. Ella, Idmar Hachi Idmar. Rav Huna couldn't have said that. Amar Rav Huna. His is, Lo Shana Ella. I would have thought the Gemara would say, Lo Shana Ella, that she has a vest. But if she doesn't have a vest, then Taka, you can't be with her. You have to check, right? Lo Shana Ella, Shlo Igiya B'Shaz Vest. That's not the time of the vest. Aval Igiya Shaz Vest, Asura. Why did Rav Huna say it like that? Why didn't he just say the obvious one? The issue is whether or not it's the woman that has the vest or not. So the Ritva says, Darajba also says it because he wanted to find a woman, wanted to find a case that applies to all women. So even a woman that has a vest becomes an Ida. Everybody becomes an Ida. You can't avoid it. Right? The question is, are you regular or not regular? That some women are, some women aren't. I want to give a rule that applies to all women. So here's the rule. The rule is, husband goes away and he comes back. So if it's during the time when you're regular, not a problem. If it's not, it is a problem. Now, Kosavar, he holds Vestos Doraisa. That Vestos are Doraisa. This is a big discussion tomorrow. According to Rashi, we'll see it in black and white tomorrow. Rashi holds, everybody agrees that a vest, which is the time when we're expecting a woman to become a Nida, that's what a vest means. Right. Well, if it's regular, so then it's every 20 whatever days, and if it's not regular, even if it's not regular, there's still some regularity to it. It's part of the month. Which is, what? It's within a time frame. I mean, women are women, so there's in a time frame. So whether it's a vest or not, at the time when we're expecting, whatever the range is, however what machmir makel, whatever that range is, says Rashi, nobody disputes you're not allowed to be with your wife. There's no dispute about that. So learn that of a pasuk. It's a daraisa that you're not allowed to be with your wife at the time we're expecting the nida to come. No dispute about that. The only machlokas daraisa derabanan is that you have to do a bedika. That's the machlokas. That's what the only thing they argue about is bedikas. That's according to Rashi. We'll see that because others argue on that. That's what Rashi holds. Everyone holds daraisa. No dispute about that. Right? The question is, you have to do bedika before you're not. Right? Rashi says that in black and white, tomorrow's daf, the very top. Rav Bar Chana Amar, no. Afilu higia shas vest, nami muteres. Even at the time of the vest is muter. Why? Kosavar, vestos derabanan. It's only derabanan anyway. Says Rashi, bottom Rashi. Hutzrichu rachachamim lidbok. Right? The rachachamim require you to do a bedika, beyond vest, shematira. Maybe you're going to see. Umihu, however, hecha delo havi beir. If she's not around, he's not around, he's not in the city. Veloya de Edeni Budka Elo Budka. You don't know if she did a Badika or not. You're in Hong Kong. You have no clue. Lo Mafsikin and La Bituma. We don't throw the tumma on her. And therefore what? Therefore come home and have a happy night with her. It's all good. Says Tosas, the bottom Tosas. What are you talking about? Tema, Heich Muteres. How is that mutter? Hamrina Bishavu is Perak Beit, will come on Perak Isha. As Hara lives in Israel, she pirshu mishne minisho sayin tamach levest. What do you mean? You're not allowed to be with your wife when it's close to the vest? What's Rashi talking about? Right? So, is that Laru? V'yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, no. You weren't with her during the time of the vest. What happened was like this. She has a vest, but she doesn't. It doesn't make a difference. You wait now 7 days. She never did a bedika. She didn't do a bedika. Why not? I don't know. Maybe she forgot. Maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe she thought, my husband's away. I don't have to. Now you show up now. The vest is long past. Now you don't even have to ask her if she went. Did she go to... There's nothing doing here. She's tar. That's the case we're talking about. Says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar, kisheshasa achar vest, you wait after that vest, shiva yomim, 7 days, she yechola litvah. She couldn't have even gone to the mikvah. She could have checked herself, saw some dam, waited 7 days, and then you're still not back from the trip. You're still away. Now he shows up now, 9-10 days later. Says Tosas, you don't even have to ask what's the story. Right? The Suffolk Tvila, listen to this line. Suffolk Tvila motziin midei suffik re'iyah. A suffik, whether or not she went to the mikvah, will overpower a suffik if she was even needed to begin with.
What's a vadai?
What?
You don't know that she went, but it's not a suffik whether she went or not.
There's a suffik if she had to go.
Oh, okay.
And you don't even have to ask her. Now, without the Gemara, by the way, is going to say that. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. Ravashi masni la hachi. Amar v'huna. Lo shanu el she'en la vest liyamim. That's only true if she doesn't have a vest for yamim. Ella, yesh la vest liyamim ula kvita. Strange thing. She has a vest for yamim and for jumping. We had that, right? When she jumps, she sees it. Then, kivin de b'maisa tali milsa. So her nidus is connected to stama maisa. It's not just that it'll happen because it happens, but it's a maisa. Ema, lo kafitz v'lo chazoy. I can say... So you come back from the trip. By the way, she'll tell you, by the way, honey, when you were away in Hong Kong, I didn't jump that one time. Right? That's what she'll say. Aval yesh la vest liyamim. But if she has a vest just for days, then of course, asur l'shamish. Of course they can't have relations because she probably became an Ida. Kasavar vestas daraisa. And Rabbi Rahuna Amar, afil yesh la vest liyamim muteres kasavar vestas darabanam. Okay? Now, Amar of Shmuel Meshmed Rav Yochanan, isha she yesh la vest, Baila Machashev Yimei vest. The husband can sit with a calendar and hack with that calendar, and when he knows she's no longer in Nida, Uba'alel, they can have relations. Says Rashi in the third wide line, Im Shaha Baderech Shiva Yamim Achar vest. He went on a trip, he took a calendar along with him, and he's counting her days. And now the time of the vest passed, right? The achshav omedes biyamim sheyachola lihi taher. Now it's a time when she could be tahar. She could be, right? Afilu higia vest. Amrinan tavla v'ein sarach l'shola. Now you come back from the trip. You know enough time has passed for her to have been tamei and tahar and gone to the mikvah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi explaining, you don't even have to ask her. You don't even have to ask her. Right? It's all good. Amaler Shmuel Bayeva Lorvaba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Yalda de Beziza Lebetavel. Even a young girl where you know she sees Dam, and she's embarrassed, let's say, to go to the mikvah, she doesn't have to go. No. Chas v'shalom. Atu Vadai Rasami Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about a Vadai. Of course, a woman who is a vadai has to go to the mikvah, right? Emar de Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Safek rasa, safek lo rasa. It's a safek. I'm in Hong Kong. I have no idea what's going on with her. I don't know if she saw. I don't know if she didn't see. Vim tim taloma rasa. And even if she did see, emar tavla. Maybe she went to the mikvah. That's the only heter. There's no, if you know for sure that your wife is Anita, you're not allowed to touch her until you know she went to the mikvah. Now, we believe her. That's an astounding fact. She can get into the car, drive around the block for an hour, and come walk back in the house. We believe her. But if we know for sure, of course Rabbi Yochanan never said his din. The whole thing's a suffix. Hey, I'm in China. I have no idea. It's a suffix. If she even had a re'iyah. And if she did, she probably went to the mikvah. So it's another suffix. Right? Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, she remains in her cheskes tahira, and she doesn't. The husband does not even have to ask. It's like a sex faker. Aval vaday, rasa miyemar. But vaday, I never said. The tavla habile safek. Going to the mikvah is a safek vivaday. It's a safek. In other words, it's a vaday. You became tahar, tamei. Now it's a safek. Well, did you take care of it or not? I have no idea. Dein safek motzi midi vaday. Now. A suffix can't remove a vadai. Velo, a suffix can't remove a vadai. Vatanya, chaver shemes. You have a chaver who died. What's a chaver? A chaver is somebody who is a tamachacham regarding taking off trumas and maizras. V'hiniach megura malaya peiros. He had a whole warehouse full. He just did the harvest, and then he died. Says the Mishnah, afilu hein b'nei yomon. Even if the harvest was today. Today was the harvest. Harehein becheskas misukanin. There's a chazaka that everything has been taken off. Right? It's a chazaka, everything has been taken off. Right? Tosva says, it's only a chazaka if he died from natural causes. Or he died in a natural way. But if some bus hit him, then we don't say that. The Meiri says, no, even if the bus hit him, we say it. Because the minute... Right,
he doesn't walk away until it's done.
What?
He doesn't walk away from there until
exactly,
it's done.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be he's lying on his deathbed and he's taking care of all his affairs. No, even if the bus hit him, doesn't make a difference. That's a machlokas for Shonim. Anyway, why? Why do we say that? V'ha'alcha, v'adai tevel. There's no shayla. That when he took off the everything, it was tevel. That is no shayla that. Right? Safek mu'usar, safek einu mu'usar. It's a safek. Did he take off the tumor or not? That's a safek. I have no idea. V'ka'asi safek u'motim de'vadai. The safek is stronger than the vadai over here. Right? Says the Gemara, no, ha'sam vadai u'vadai hu. No, they're both a vadai. Why? It's a vadai he took off. Not a safek, it's a vadai. Kinder of Huna, Chanina Chaza, Dabra Chanina Chaza, Chazaka al Chaver, Chazaka al Chaver, She'ena Motzi Mitachas Yado, Dabra She'ena Mesukan. He will not step foot out of his house without making sure that that truma was taken off. Therefore, what? That's a vada. You can take that to the bank. Just like it's a vada, it's Tevel, it's a vada, the Tevel was removed. Therefore, it's not a riot to us at all. Why? It's a vada and a vada. Okay? Viba is saying, I'll give you another answer. Suffolk for Suffolk. No, they're both a Suffolk. How does that make any sense? Listen to this. Even though he's a chaver, it's a Suffolk anyway. The whole thing's a Suffolk. Why? It's a Suffolk if he took off, and it's a Suffolk if it's tevel. How can it be a Suffolk if it's tevel? Kid the Rabbi Oshia. I'm Rabbi Oshia. You can make a whole trick with your tevuah. You can bring it into your house unprocessed. And if you bring it into your house unprocessed, you'll be punted from Meiser. Now, you're a chaver. You won't go without taking off Truma. But what you will do is, you will bring it in a backhanded way. Right? You will bring it in a backhanded way. Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Machnitza B'mot Shalah. You bring it in unprocessed. The ain't Tevel mis Chayev B'Meiser, because Tevel's not Chayev B'Meiser. There are two conditions. Ella Biriyas Pnei Abayis has to be brought in the house. Kishroes HaPesach, right? V'kivon Shebashas Biriyas Pnei Abayis Lo Nigra Malachto Lemaiser. You brought it in unfinished. Su Lo Mitzchayva. It's not going to become Chayiv. Afal Pishu Dasha Umar Mechalach HaShechnisa. Even though you'll finish it off in the house, right? Midi Dehavi, just like Amachtus Peres Derech Gaga V'Karfifo Lebayis. You bring it in through the roof. I brought it in through the roof, so I avoided bringing it in through the front door. You're gonna process it eventually. You're not gonna leave it unprocessed. You're still gonna, right? Nevertheless, the Kaimel of Turban Amaiser, Hovel Oras as a Pesach. It never went through the front door, right? Now, by the way, this is like a Musar Vort, right? The Gemara says, the Doros HaAchmanim, not Doros HaRishon. Doros HaRishon went through the front door. Doros HaAchmanim went through the roof to get out of it. Now, you're going through the roof. You're doing anything wrong? You getting a favor?
You're working the system.
Exactly, you're working the system, right? The Musar is, what kind of Jew are you? Do you work the system? Or you do what's right. Everything is to everything. You didn't do it. No, don't favor here. The halacha is, if you bring it through the roof, is that the kind of person you're supposed to be? Is that what you aspire to? Everything is a shortcut. Everything is to get out of it. Exactly. It's unbelievable. It's fairish of black and white, right? Everything is to get out of mitzvahs, or everything is to... That's the whole point of the Pesach Sheni, right? How could it be that I lost out on doing a mitzvah? I want that mitzvah. It's unbelievable art, right? Okay, anyway... Exactly, exactly. Now, Rabbi Tosfos points out, telling me that Tevel's Aser Bahana, I can't feed it to the animals? I have to do a trick, a kunt. Tevel's Aser Bahana? There's no weird shock that Tevel's Aser Bahana. So Tosfos says, you're right, it's not Aser Bahana, but you're not allowed to feed it to an animal. And there's no... Tevel's Aser to eat for a human being. Can you burn Tevel? Yeah, you can do that. You can have Hana not eating. It doesn't make a difference if it's you or an animal. Okay. Anyway, Vakati ain't Suffeg Motimi de Vadai. Still, a Suffeg doesn't go out of a Vadai. Votanya. We'll just stop in another minute. Maisa, there was once a story. Beshivchaso shall masik echad. There was once a Shivcha. A Shivcha was doing some harvesting. Okay? And Berimon in a town called Rimon. Sheitila Nefel Labar. What happened was, she miscarried. And the miscarried baby, fell into the pit. Now, Tosfos says, you see from here, that a Shivcha has the dinim of Tum and Taira. So either it's her own baby or it's the master's baby. that the woman, the mother miscarried, and the baby and the shifcha threw it into a pit. The hates its ba kohen, the kohen shows up. The hates its boliyed im zachar in the keva, and the husband's looking into the pit. Is it a boy or a girl? Like what's the story with the Tumah Taira, right? Uba ma'is lefnei chacham. Right, so she's a shifcha. So Tosfos says, you see, for me, a shifcha has a dinim of Tumah Taira. Others say, no, it wasn't her baby. It was the mother's, it was the master's baby.
Shifcha's a Jew.
Right. So she has a Jew, like...
Why wouldn't she have
her parents? I just don't know if we ever saw such a case like that. But okay, it doesn't matter. Fine, it's fine. Anyway, the Kohen peeks in to see, he's trying to look if it's a baby, if it's a boy or a girl, because the Tumah Taira change. And, Bal Ma'ezel Ne'acham V'tiruhu. They were matar him. They were matar him from oil on maize. He stepped over the thing. The tumah hit him. Why? Shecholdu badus mitzuyim sham. That's probably a weasel that took the baby away through one of the cracks in the well, right? Vahacha vadai hetila nefel. That is no question. She miscarried. There's no question about that. Safek garu, safek lo garu. It's a safek now. Did the weasel come and take the baby away? I have no idea. It's a safek. V'kasi safek motzi mizim bidei vadai. So how could the safek beat the vadai? That's the question, and we'll answer tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume it tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.